The United Nations Security Council calls for an end to the violence in Egypt and urges all parties to exercise restraint. Well, Argentine Ambassador to the UN, Maria Cristina Percival, addressed the media after the Security Council meeting. Argentina is now presiding over the Council. The meeting was called after the Egyptian army launched a bloody crackdown on supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Egyptian officials say 638 people were killed in the military's assaults on camps of Morsi supporters. But the Muslim Brotherhood is putting the death toll much higher, claiming more than 2,000 people died in the attacks that started at dawn on Wednesday. The movement is calling for millions to join a march on anger after Friday prayers. In response, the anti-Morsi Tamarud movement has called for counter-demonstrations. Meanwhile, deadly clashes between rival groups continue for the second day since the crackdown in Alexandria, Egypt's second-largest city. Well, let's talk to Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire, joining us from Detroit. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Azikiwe, the situation in Egypt shows no sign of improvement, and many are now saying the country has plunged into a civil war. What do you think?
It is indeed at a critical stage. There is no doubt that the massacre that occurred just 2 days ago has clearly escalated the tensions inside the country. And then the spreading of sectarian violence throughout Egypt with the attacks upon Coptic churches, as well as further arson attacks against government installations by what it appears to be supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, has indeed extended the struggle to a whole different level. But we have to go back to the origin of this conflict. We feel very strongly that some political solution could have been worked out as late as 3 or 4 days ago, but with the decision to go ahead with the crackdown on the two sit-ins that were taking place inside of Cairo and the subsequent deaths that have taken place, it's going to be very difficult now to bring about any type of real national reconciliation talks inside the country when you have a situation where anywhere between 500 and according to some Muslim Brotherhood sources, up to 3,000 people have been killed just over the last 3 days. It's going to be very difficult for the country to come back and approach this situation from any type of real political or actually social standpoint.
Indeed. And just how much do you think the crisis and the problem in Egypt is related to internal problems, related to internal politics as opposed to foreign intervention?
They're both foreign dimensions to this conflict. The United States, the fact that it appeared to have endorsed the military coup d'etat on July the 3rd. We have to remember that there was dialogue that took place between the top level military officials and the Pentagon during that particular time period. And then, of course, it's been now a month and a half since the military seizure of power. And the U.S., even to this day, has still not categorized what happened on July 3rd as a military coup d'etat. This is extremely problematic, both domestically as well as internationally. And now, of course, the United States' failure to pinpoint this undemocratic change of political power inside of Egypt has actually, in a way, given the military officials a green light to carry out this massive crackdown against supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, as well as others who have been critical of what the interim government has been doing in Egypt now for over 6 weeks. So it's a very critical situation at this point, and tensions are not subsiding. They're escalating. And of course, we are facing a potential for a full-blown civil conflict inside of Egypt, which would have devastating implications throughout the region.
Indeed. And very briefly, sir, I mean, we know that one of these movements in Egypt, the Tamarud movement, if I'm not mistaken, has called for a million-man march after Friday prayers today. This despite the fact that the Interior Ministry has said that it will not allow any sit-ins or gatherings. I mean, how do you think the situation will develop today?
Well, if this takes place, there will be further clashes. This is going to be very provocative as far as the supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood are concerned. And if there are large numbers of people who come out in support of the military and in effect in support of these large-scale crackdowns and massacres that have taken place over the last 2 to 3 days, it's really going to be even more bloodier. So it would be advisable for the authorities in Egypt to discourage the Tamarad movement from coming out into the streets tomorrow. It'll just add to the existing instability and violence that is really tearing the country apart as we speak.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Abiy Omar Zikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire from Detroit. Thanks for your time there, sir.